Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. Music here from They Might Be Giants, it's the Bloodmobile.
The Bloodmobile, the Bloodmobile, a delivery service inside us. We begin in the heart's right ventricle and travel to the lungs. Red blood cells get oxygen to take back to the heart. Then from the left side of the heart and out to every cell, delivered by the Bloodmobile.
The food that's been digested is waiting at the dock to be taken to the tissues in the body's grocery truck. So from the small intestine, it's carried everywhere, delivered by the Bloodmobile.
The Bloodmobile, the Bloodmobile, a delivery service inside.
Cells are soldiers that fight infectious germs. They make the antibodies their weapons in the fight. The army is transported wherever they must go, delivered by the Bloodmobile.
We need to send a message to tell a limb to grow, or speed the heart, or regulate your hunger or your sleep. The hormones are the message. They're sent from many glands. The messenger's the Bloodmobile.
Somebody's got to haul out the trash to the liver and the kidneys. It's not a pretty job. Carbon dioxide gets carried to the lungs to be exhaled. And the garbage truck is the Bloodmobile.
The Bloodmobile. Nutrients, things that fight infection, do the trash collection.
Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we're joined by phone by Claudia and Dan Zanes, longtime friend of the show. I was thinking about this today, Dan. I think I've known you for, I think I first met you actually before I even started doing the show, so close to 20 years now. And Claudia, I've known you, I think, pretty much since you came in and blessed Dan's life, so it's great to have you both here with me.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And we're here to chat about your new album called Pieces of Home, which is your second album on Folkways, third album together. It's out now, and I wanted to ask, you know, you've been collaborating now for a decade or so. How has that collaboration evolved over that time working together?
It's kind of similar to the way it was on the day we met. Mm. We sat around with our friend Pauline Jean, who introduced us, and we spent the whole afternoon playing music, and we'd think of a song and start working it out. And we didn't write anything that day, but that was really it, you know, just singing and playing and what feels good, what's fun for us.
Mm-hmm. It's just a party. How about you, Claudia? What do you think? Does that track your
view? Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. From the day we met, we've been singing and playing together. That has expanded. We've collaborated with other musicians, and being here in Baltimore has been really exciting too, because we have met so many talented artists, and we've been really blessed to have a really great foundation of musical family members that we get to make music with now.
Yeah, that must have been kind of a leap of faith, right? To go to a new community and just trust that you're going to find your family. And Baltimore is such a great place and such a rich community. But what a delight to end up with that. I've been reading about the people you worked with. What were some of your favorite parts about doing this album with your Baltimore family?
It was nice to not have to do a record during COVID. That was... Yeah. We didn't have to wear masks.
That's right. We weren't isolated. We could all be in the same room, playing together. It was incredible. Yeah, but it was nice because we played with most of these musicians on our previous album, Let Love Be Your Guide, and most of them came back. And even Dan's former bass member, Yoshi, came from New York to join us on this project as well. So that was really exciting.
And it was awesome.
It was good to have, you know, we've been wanting to have Steve Earle on a record for a long time, so that was great. But also to have Father Goose on the record, you know, that really meant a lot because I feel like, you know, Father Goose changed everything for me when we started collaborating back on that first record. And so, you know, I never want to imagine life without Father Goose in it in some way, but to have Claudia... To be with Claudia and Father Goose, I mean, even though he was just on one song, it just emotionally, it just felt like, this is a piece of home right here.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, I mean,
I was just going to say, what a gift for me, because, you know, I have been listening to Dan Zane's and Friends music for so many years, even before we were together. And so to be able to be on a record with, Father Goose, with Yoshi, it was just such a treat. Collaboration is just where it's at for us. You know, it's the music comes alive in new ways, having all these different voices involved.
What it feels like, you know, you talk about home, it feels like a house party too, right? And I think when you've got those people who have come sort of threaded in and out of your life and sort of created that tapestry of your lives, it's really a beautiful thing. Well, and speaking of people who have been an incredibly important part of the tapestry of family music, and actually it occurs to me, another person that I knew before I started doing family music is Ella Jenkins, because she actually worshiped the same church that my sister did when my sister was in Chicago. So I met her, I think, before my kids were even born. And so you've got a song on here. She just turned 100 years old last month, and you've got a song on here dedicated to her. Kind of tell our listeners, some of them might not know her legacy. Tell us a little bit about her legacy and how you're paying tribute to her on this album.
Well, we chose this song, Guide My Feet, because we were asked, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago to go down to D.C. She was getting the National Endowment of the Arts Heritage Fellowship Award. And because of her health, she wasn't able to go down. And we were asked to go in her place, which is an unbelievable honor, you know, in any way to represent Ella Jenkins. And so we were asked to pick two songs that we'd be performing, and we picked You Sing a Song, I'll Sing a Song, of course. But this one felt good to us because it was, you know, she on one of her recordings, she's recorded it a few times, she introduced it and by saying that she learned it from the Freedom Riders, you know, so it was a real important tie-in to Black American history in the 60s, and also just such a reminder that her roots with the music are so deep. You know, it's not, there's nothing surface about her mm-hmm. music, and yet at the same time she can be in a room full of 3 and 4 year olds and completely captivate everybody in the space. So she can kind of work it on all levels.
Yeah, and I think also to be celebrating her this year, a centurion among us, a legacy, what a legacy, powerful legacy, and an honor to be able to give her flowers while she is alive and to celebrate all the incredible works that she's done and the doors that she's opened. You know, as an African-American woman, I know for me as a kid, to be able to hear her voice and to see her play this baritone ukulele. I just remember I don't remember what song it was I heard first. I think it was No More Pie. I don't know. It was a song that I heard her sing. And I just remember feeling like, wow, she's like my aunties. This woman has such a natural way. I didn't necessarily have the language for it, but I felt a very strong connection to her presence and the way that she approached music and how accessible it was. It felt like I could just sing along with her. And I think the song, you know, Guide Me is like, when I think of Ella Jenkins and I think about this woman, 100 years old, she has seen so much in her lifetime. She has experienced so much in her lifetime. And to sing a song like that, I imagine it even has newer meaning for her at this stage and phase of life. Mm. So when I hear that song and I think to myself, isn't that the goal? Like when we when we cross the finish line, or whenever, you know, when we are done on this realm, we want to be able to look back and know that our works were not done in vain. How did we use our time? How did we spend our time? How did we leave this place a better place than we found it? So I'm just really inspired by how she's lived out this legacy. Like, she is, this is her life mission, and it's just an honor to witness, and it inspires me, it inspires us. To be purposeful and to be intentional and to live that heart and passion of servitude in that way.
Yeah, it strikes me that a lot of it is, even the songs that she sings, which I think most of her songs are not sort of overtly religious, they have a gospel aspect to them, sort mm-hmm. of a spirituality aspect to them. And I think you're saying it exactly right. Well, I want to ask you both a question that I don't think I've asked you before, and that's about the music that you heard when you were growing up. And if there's a particular performer or song or album that made you say, music's got to be part of my life going forward, because it's clearly just foundational to you. And I imagine that's been the case for a long time, but some people say no, that sometimes it was a little bit later. So what's the thing that, if there was a pivot point, what was that pivot point for you?
Wow. You go first, Liz.
Okay. Yeah, it's easy for me. I know exactly when it was. My family had just moved down to New Hampshire from Canada, and I had heard Ian and Sylvia and Gordon Lightfoot when I was up there. And so we moved to Concord. I got a library card, and I went to the library, and I went down to where they had all the records, and I told the librarian that I was interested in guitar, and she pointed me to the folk section, and I flipped through until I saw a Lead Belly record, and on the cover, Lead Belly sitting there with his 12-string guitar. And I pulled the record out, got out my little library card, I brought the record home, and as soon as I heard Lead Belly singing Rock Island Line, that was it for me.
That's amazing. And that's, of course, one of the songs I have most strongly associated with you. So yeah, that's wonderful. How about you, Claudia?
So this is a great question, Bill. I think my earliest life-changing moment would be hearing Shirley Caesar, gospel singer Shirley Caesar. Uh-huh. These were records that my family would play on the regular, but I vividly remember going to Boston, Massachusetts, and I think it might have been the first live concert I had been to. So I saw her live and in person, and it was such a life-changing experience for me because I saw this woman turn a whole arena out. People were crying, people were singing, and I got to see and witness as a young person the power of music and how it could really hit people at their core, and how we could all be in this same public space, but all of us are having this unique experience with the music at the same time. So that was a real life-changing moment for me.
That's so wonderful. Well, it's Claudia and Dan Zanes. The new album is called Pieces of Home. It's their second album on Smithsonian Folkways. It's out now. You can presumably stream it, but really go and buy it. It's good to buy music. Is it out on physical form? Is there vinyl of this or anything like that?
It is. Vinyl is not available till November.
Okay.
Something, yeah.
Perfect holiday gift, then. This album is going to sound so great on vinyl. It sounds like home. It sounds lovely. What song do you think we should come out of this with? What's the way to introduce folks to this album?
We just came back from a 3-week tour of Finland and Estonia, and this was one of the songs that people, whether they knew English or not, one of the songs that everybody loved to sing with us is the song Sweet and Cool.
Let's do it. Yeah, Sweet and Cool.
All right, that's what we'll hear. Claudia and Dan, it's lovely to see you. Thank you so much for calling in. Here they are.
If I want to fly.
If I want to fly. That is new music from Dan Zanes and Claudia Zanes, Sweet and Cool. Thanks to Claudia and Dan for calling in and chatting. It's always lovely to catch up with them. In that interview, they were talking about this song from Ella Jenkins. I thought we should hear this song from Ella Jenkins. It's You'll Sing a Song and I'll Sing a Song on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Music for kids and their grown-ups.
You'll sing a song and I'll sing a song and we'll sing a song together. You'll sing a song and I'll sing a song in warm or wintry weather.
You'll sing a song and
don't worry, morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds beat by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true, saying,
this is my message to you.
Singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Saying, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Rise up this morning, with the rising sun. Three little birds beat by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true, saying,
this is my message to you. Woo-hoo.
Meaning, don't worry about a thing, worry about
Legend. It's his version of You Are My Sunshine. There are a lot of versions of You Are My Sunshine. There's always space for another version if it's good. That's quite lovely. New music from John Legend here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. I'm with you every week. My name's Bill Childs. Thanks for hanging out with me, and we're at the point in the show when I need your help. here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say, yes, Bill, I do have a question. Or you can just say yes. You don't have to use my name if you don't feel like being that familiar with me. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can, so loudly, I can hear you here in the studio. You're going to yell, are you prepared to rock? And if you want to, you can add my name to that, too. So it can be, are you prepared to rock, Bill? That's two words, not rock, Bill. Rock, comma, Bill, with a question mark at the end. You can do either of those. Either one is fine. Understand? Cool. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do. Excellent. What is that question? I am Bill, and I am, in fact, prepared to rock. Thank you for asking. But first, let's hear some advice from Dan Mighty Giants.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock. Don't spare the rock. This is a partial list of the things that you've got to be prepared for. First on the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they
So I had Matthew Sweet in my head, and so I thought, well, I'm going to play that Scooby-Doo cover he does for Saturday Morning Cartoons Greatest Hits, and then I started looking through the set list, and there's a lot of great stuff. So we're going to hear four songs in a row from the Saturday Morning Cartoons Greatest Hits, starting off right here with, as promised, Matthew Sweet, Scooby-Doo. You can tell it's Matthew Sweet because it has a fake-out at the end where you think it's done, and then there's another guitar solo. It's Matthew Sweet on Spare the Rock, Spoiler Child.